Welcome to another episode of I'm Nana.
Putting the I in I am Nana, I'm your host, Irfani.
And I am your other host, putting the M, Monica.
All right. And today we will continue our discussion from our last episode about the symbiotic relationship between nanotechnology and AI.
Yep. So to recap, in the last episode, we talked about how nanotechnology can help AI by developing faster and more efficient microelectronic devices. In today's episode, we are going to show an example of how AI is helping nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm. The other way around now. And this is really exciting. And, you know, nowadays, there's significant growth in the interdisciplinary AI research.
Yes, it's expanding very, very fast, and it's all very, very exciting, and I don't understand a lot of it, so I'm very glad you chose this paper.
Yeah, but it's really exciting, though. I mean, I know you mean it's going really fast. Okay, so today, the paper we're going to talk about is published in Science Advances earlier this year in January. And these scientists demonstrate the use of AI to analyze the morphology of directed self-assembly of block copolymers.
Now let's refresh on what those are exactly. Now, polymers are essentially a large material that consists of one unit or one thing repeated multiple times. So imagine a necklace with many beads. That's technically how a polymer looks like. Mm-hmm. And yep. The beads are in a pattern. So when the necklace has multiple colors, then the polymer is a copolymer. For block copolymers, you have, say, a segment composed of three of the same colors alternating between the different blocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, those are polymers. So now what is directed self-assembly? So when you have a block copolymer, the specific characteristics of the polymers can interact with each other to produce various shapes, like a line, a space, hole patterns, and many more. And you can change the polymer used depending on the shapes that you want to make. And that's why it's called directed, meaning you can choose the materials and then self-assembly, and you let the polymers interact with each other.
Perfect. Yeah. And so the scientists made a chemical template made of water-hating hydrophobic polystyrene and combined it with water-loving hydrophilic silicon oxide in a striped pattern. Then they drop-casted a polystyrene block, which was polymethyl methacrylate, PMMA, mm-hmm. PMMC. Yep. We have PMMA, left that to anneal overnight in a vacuumed environment. And this allowed the polymers to self-assemble.
Mm-hmm. And remind me again, what does anneal mean?
Oh, nice. Yeah. It's a technique that applies heat and then cools down in a controlled manner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that the samples are ready, it's time to analyze them. And usually, you can only analyze a small section of the sample using electron microscopy. The resulting images are mainly lines and dot patterns, essentially in like a 2D manner, 2D shape. But to better understand the 3D shapes formed, these scientists use small angle X-ray scattering and automated the analysis to accelerate the process.
That sounds like a very fancy technique, eh? Small angle X-ray scattering. Now, what happens is when an X-ray beam is beamed towards a sample, the X-ray scattering tells us the structure of the material. The one these scientists used in this work is a synchrotron, and it can produce a lot of data in a short period of time. So they're just pumping out a lot of information on the shapes of these polymers.
Yeah, and given that there's a lot of data, you kind of have to be efficient and smart to analyze them. You know, you don't want to waste your time. And this is where the machine learning AI comes in to assist. So they developed a closed loop workflow that basically combines, you know, sample selection and then data collection and analysis that essentially feedback and determine which sample to analyze next. And they defined three main objectives throughout the experiment. Now, the first is to maximize the information gained from one sample. And then second, you want to balance the, you know, the analysis of both regions of high scattering, which is which, you know, tells information about more morphology, more shapes, but at the same time you want to also explore the surrounding, so you're doing both at the same time, so you're more efficient that way. And then the third one focuses on the regions that are interesting or may have unique shapes. So those are the three main objectives.
Yeah, very nice. And I'll add to the not wasting time comment, because synchrotron time is very difficult to get. Like, and there's so few of those machines available.
Oh yeah.
Right. So you want to be efficient in the way you analyze the data, but also like how you use and manage your time when you're actually running the experiment too. I wonder if AI can help with that. Probably could help with everything.
It's a fancy machine.
Yeah, yes. So a very methodical approach to maximize what you can learn is basically what we're getting at. Mm-hmm. And the algorithm is tuned to highlight areas that have some space more that's worth to explore. Whereas if we do it ourselves using electron microscopy, it takes us a while to kind of search for it, find the area, zoom in, take the picture, rinse and repeat.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Very, very time consuming process when we're doing this kind of analysis. So, you know, having some synthetic help, you know, is very, very convenient.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been there doing STM images before, and it can take quite some time, especially if you have a big sample and you can only go so fast.
Yeah.
So now, after they've done all of this, what kind of morphologies did they observe in the sample? And they were able to observe five distinct patterns: isotropic, lines, hexagonal, skew, and ladder.
Oh, interesting. Now, an isotropic pattern is a pattern that radiates from a point source, just like a dandelion,
mm-hmm.
just to give a clear picture of a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, the paper goes into in-depth detail in regards to where these patterns are found compared to the chemical template that was initially there, and then how the block copolymer, natural spacing, and, you know, why they took on those shapes, mm-hmm. with all of these considered. So, for instance, the isotropic pattern occur in areas where the distance between the stripe pattern of the template, so that's usually called a pitch, and that is smaller than the natural spacing of the polymer. So when the polymer is just like in its natural domains, or, you know, when these two parameters are equal, then they form a hexagonal pattern. But the biggest discovery of this technique is that they're actually able to see new unknown shapes. And a few of them are called the bilayer structure and the ladder.
That is really cool. And there you go. AI advancing nanotechnology.
Yeah, I mean, it's symbiotic, you know? I mean, this is, we're going to help them process data faster. And now they're helping us too. Yeah, I mean,
I guess, yeah, well, all the little moving parts, all the electronic kind of stuff helps advance computers, which help advance AI. And then, you know, here is the AI being applied in
mm-hmm.
more ways than just helping write people's papers for them.
Yeah.
So that, you know,
yeah. So this is, you know, the good application, not those other ones. Anyways. Yeah. But
I mean, it's all good or bad. It depends how you use it, right? Like, that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a tool, right? It doesn't, just like, you know, people say like, oh, well, this weapon can be like,
oh yeah,
this
oh yeah, is
evil. Well, it's like, it's how, who's using it and how you're mm-hmm. using it, right?
And
like,
I mean, we have a lot of examples in history about that, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, hopefully, I mean, this is one step towards the right direction. And it's surreal to think about that this is all happening. I mean, imagine that I'm automating all of my data analysis. That'll be really, really, really fun, and using these, you know, advanced technology to discover new things. And yeah, I mean, this is just one way that AI can help advance nanotech or just science in general.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's definitely already been done for drug discovery, right? In our drug discovery episode, we saw how long it took to make
Oh my
one
gosh.
drug and how costly it is to
Oh
develop it,
yes.
right? So, and that was one of our first few episodes too,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
So using AI efficiently can definitely cut down on the time and reduce the cost and make things overall faster,
Yeah.
for us humans to kind of reap the benefits of it.
Yeah. The right people, of course.
Yes, of
And
course,
yeah.
they're always.
And I'm really excited about this. And I think we're gonna see more of these kinds of paper, and we should actively pay attention to these developments.
Oh yeah, I think we're gonna have a lot of AI episodes this year, aren't we? For season
Probably.
three, maybe
I
or
mean,
four.
we'll stay true to some of the nanotech stuff, but we're gonna sprinkle in some there.
Here and there. I'm wondering how things will be going, in that direction, just because
Yeah.
of the one that language model that everyone is using, ChatGPT. Like, it's everywhere, right? So
Yeah. And I
see
guess I
how
want to just
2023 develops.
Yeah, and I just want to add, like, remember that we were talking about before how computer scientists essentially they used AI to determine the shape of proteins and how proteins fold. That was a few
Right.
years ago, but it was already advancing, science using AI.
That's true. And that's
Yeah.
very important to understand kind of how nature works, which is the goal of,
Yeah.
well, science in general. How does
Yeah.
nature do that? Yeah.
Well,
And
actually,
we
the
had a good
protein
discussion
one.
with Bruno about that. Yeah.
Also, like with the protein one, it was something that scientists, biologists, chemists, biochemists were trying to figure out, and then these computer scientists just kind of like solved it.
These computer scientists.
Yeah. But they use different, novel approach, novel techniques. So
Of course,
we
yeah.
should all work together towards, the betterment of science.
Yeah, which is why, nanotechnology is like so nice because it's so interdisciplinary and
Oh
it's like
yeah.
people working
Yeah.
together and all that.
That's
So
what I like about it.
yeah.
All right. So that is all the nano for today. Take care.
And stay curious.